Welcome to the Building Resilience series, a resource to support you if you are struggling with fear or anxiety around the COVID-19 pandemic. Part 4 of the series covers self-compassion. This mindfulness practice accompanies the tip sheet on self-compassion. Compassion enhances connection with yourself, with those you interact with, and with the world around you. As you approach life without judgment towards yourself or others, you'll notice that there's a shift in your perception and overall experience of life. When looking at our responses to stressful times, we can choose to show a kind attitude to ourselves by extending compassion for our stress, even if we feel we're having trouble coping, performing, producing, caretaking, managing, juggling, accomplishing, or anything else. We can talk to ourselves in an encouraging, gentle way, while still motivating ourselves to continue on, rather than being harsh or judgmental about what we feel we're not doing well. Because self-compassion connects us to our common humanity, it helps us see that in the midst of our pain or guilt, we're still worthy of receiving kindness. Research shows that doing so through a self-compassion practice such as this one actually enhances willpower and ability to stick with our goals. So let's begin. Please find a comfortable posture seated or lying down. Close your eyes if you're comfortable with that. If not, or you're particularly tired today, lower your gaze and pick a spot on the floor. Softly gaze in that direction. If you're laying down, pick a spot on the ceiling above you and come into the present moment. Connect with your breath, feeling the air float in through your nostrils on the inhale and exhale through your mouth. Feeling the air come in and out as you breathe in your own natural pace. Noticing all the sensations of what it's like to focus on the breath, to connect our mind and body in one place. Feeling all the sensations of the breath, and now expanding your awareness to other sensations within the body. Anything pleasant or unpleasant that's arising for you in any part of the body, just notice. And now bringing awareness to your emotions, opening up to whatever feelings there are present for you here. Could be one particular feeling or multiple mood states or emotions that you're experiencing, and just notice. Not trying to change or fix anything, just noticing without judgment. Now bring to mind a major stressor in your life right now. Perhaps it's all that's going on with the coronavirus. Allow yourself to feel the struggle, the distress, and any emotional or physical discomfort in your body that comes along with the thought process around this stressor. Repeating after me silently to yourself, this is stress. Stress is a part of life. And breathe. Part of self-compassion is reminding ourselves that stress, struggle, and negative experiences are all part of life. The act of suffering, the experience of suffering, links us together in our humanity. You are not alone. All people struggle in their lives. All people are struggling with coronavirus. And that suffering that you are experiencing does not mean you're less worthy or alone. Continue to breathe, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Place one or both hands over your heart. Relax any tension you're holding in your body. As you exhale, feel the stress dispersing and leaving your body. Feeling the gentle touch and warmth of your hand or hands resting on your chest. Feeling warmth from yourself to yourself. Feeling comfort from yourself to yourself. Allowing yourself to experience the warmth and healing, the powers that self-compassion have. Now say silently to yourself, "May I be kind to myself." May I accept myself as I am in this moment. May I forgive myself. May I learn from my experiences. May I give myself the kindness and compassion that I need now. May I find ease. Continue breathing naturally and comfortably. On every exhale, breathing out the tension and stress. And silently repeating to yourself a few more times the following compassionate phrase. May I find ease. May I find ease. May I find ease. Sitting in stillness here as you take a few final moments of directed warmth and compassion toward yourself, your value, your worth, your efforts, and your time. When you're ready, blink open your eyes, come back to the room you're in, regain some minor movement in your body, rolling your shoulders, shifting in your chair, and seeing if we can bring that same sense of warmth, compassion, and kindness through the rest of our day. Remembering that at times you may feel paralyzed or unable to take action, unable to be compassionate. That's normal. You might feel that you're unable to bear the load of suffering that you experience day after day, week after week. But leaning in to being open for 5 or 10 minutes of practicing compassion cultivation, you can learn to stay present with the suffering you're facing each day without getting overwhelmed. Recognizing you're making strides to developing a healthier, kinder response to stress through everything that's going on in our world and in our community. Thank you.